devotion tonight. And notice in verse 1 that Moses went and spoke these words to all Israel. And in verse 2, the divine revelation said, "And he said to them, I am 120 years old today. I can no longer go out and come in. Also the Lord has said to me, you shall not cross over this Jordan." I want you to first take note that at this time Moses is addressing the nation of Israel. And as we talked about this morning, the people had been led out of Egyptian captivity by God's power and by Moses' hand. But Moses makes a statement that should catch our attention. Notice that this was his birthday. Notice in verses 1 and 2, the fact that he says in verse 2, "I am 120 years old today." Here was a man that is saying, "At this time, I have reached this age." But I want you to take note of something else. This would be the last birthday of Moses. Because Moses at this time realized that when this date rolled around the next year, that Moses would have departed this life. And I stand amazed at this man as he declares unto the people two more facts. He said, "I can no more go out and come in," and he can no longer do the work of the leader. He knew what God had said to him because of a sin when he struck the rock instead of talking to the rock and did not glorify God, but said, "Shall we," speaking of his brother and himself, "give you water?" And because of that sin, God would not permit him to enter into the land of promise. And so Moses knew that his death was nearby. But the thing I want you to think about is, can you imagine the memories Moses would have had? Can you imagine he could have recalled the childhood where he grew up in the palace of Pharaoh? His mother was his nurse. And the education he would have received and the privileges and the power he would have received because he would have been Pharaoh's grandson. And yet he was restless because when he looked out, he saw his native people, he saw the Hebrew people, they were downtrodden and in bondage. Then you remember he killed the Egyptian and he fled in Exodus chapter 2. And for 40 years he's in the wilderness tending to his father-in-law Jethro's sheep. But then God appears to him in a burning bush, and God instructs him to go back, as Brother Caldwell brought out in the meeting, and tell Pharaoh that "I am," has told Pharaoh to let the people go. And so after this great confrontation, he led the people for 40 years. And I've often thought of the memories that man would have had. The moment with God on the mount, when God gave the law. All the different things that he saw. But then the final hour came. When the final hour came, you'll find Moses had come to accept what was going to happen. At one time he prayed that God would allow him to go into the land of promise, and God said, "Don't ask me anymore." So when the final hour comes, notice Moses doesn't complain or murmur about his faith. And what is remarkable is that his thoughts seem to be more on the people than on himself. He wanted to make sure that one was appointed to lead after he was gone. And so Joshua was appointed to lead the people. He didn't want them to scatter like sheep without a shepherd. Then you can read where he sings a song, and it's identified as the Song of Moses. But then we find Moses going up the mountain, Mount Nebo. He turned away and walked up that lonesome mountain. Moses had climbed many a mountain in his day, but this was his last climb, and from there he viewed the land of promise. And notice he was able to see from Deuteronomy 32, 48 to 52, as it seems that God maybe perhaps aided him with divine power to oversee all the land that he'd spent the last 40 years leading the Israelites to. And as he surveyed the land in its beauty, he saw the goodness of God. He was ready to die. But notice something else. At the time of his death, his eyes had yet not dimmed. He was a man, though, that had lived his life, witnessed the death of a generation in the wilderness because of their unfaithfulness. And yet now he's ready to go. And here's something that I would like to put into your mind. Have you ever thought, even with all his regrets moved and all fears gone, we see Moses dies. But the only one who saw that was God. And you know something, my friend? God buried the body. No one ever knew the place of the burial of Moses but the host of heaven. You remember in Jude it talks about the devil wanted to fight over the body of Moses with Michael. And no one knew the place of his burial, and perhaps it was because the people had made a tomb of an idolatrous shrine instead of worshiping God. So God buried him. But what lessons do I learn from that? Three things. First of all of us will have a last birthday. Have you ever thought that there will be one time you'll celebrate and that'll be the last one? And we don't know if we'll be young or aged. We don't know when that'll come. But there will be a last time we celebrate the turning of the calendar. And I'll tell you something, my friends. Death can come suddenly. And I tremble at times at how sudden it can come. I've had friends who've talked to me. They've lost their loved ones. And their loved ones were just in the prime of life. And just taken with a snap of a finger. But then secondly, what memories will you have about your life? And what legacy will you leave? What will you leave behind? And finally, in death, like Moses, we're not alone. It seemed like Moses was alone, but God was with him. But we're not alone if we're in Christ. And as we quoted this morning in the 23rd Psalm, David said, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will not fear. Why? Because thou art with me. What a thought that our shepherd is there to lead us home. Moses was fearful for the people. They wouldn't have a shepherd. I'll tell you, I fear for people who don't have a shepherd who lead them home. And our shepherd is Christ, as is brought out in John 10. So this evening, I want you to think about, what if this was your last birthday? What if you never saw another birthday? Would you be ready to meet your God? Can you put away all regret and all past mistakes and understand that they've been removed when you obey the gospel of Jesus Christ, when you're baptized into Christ, and then you take hold of the shepherd's hand and he'll lead you home. If you need to obey the gospel tonight, we pray you do so as together we stand and sing.